Okay, so I don't know how much he's going to like me doing this, but I'm going to tell you that our next guest, Andy Baragani, walked into the studio a solid 25 minutes late for his interview. But he apologized graciously and profusely, and honestly, he had a great excuse. He was shooting another video for Bon Appetit's YouTube channel, and that means if you don't already know him and love him, you will soon. He's warm, kind, and a hell of a cook. And he just did a big feature for the magazine, all about grilling fish, so we were extra happy we waited for him. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Francis, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. I am excited for all of our guests, but in particular excited to have you here today.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Well, I have to say there's a specific reason, and that is that I am about to go visit a friend's beach house where, like, all we do is grill fish.
Oh, I see where you're going.
It's a little bit functional. It's a little transactional. I'm sorry. And, you know, I feel like I do it okay, but mostly I just, like, I get the grill ripping hot. And I throw in the fish, and I kind of just pray it comes out. But you actually know how to grill fish. So
I do. I'm well aware at this point.
What is rule number one?
I think rule number one is, I guess, it depends on what type of seafood you're cooking. But okay. If you're going to go with fish, rarely do you want to go with high heat. Or actually, I never go with high heat. And for that matter, I actually rarely go with medium-high heat. I'm more of a medium-heat type of guy, just so that the skin gets crisp but doesn't char to the point where it's just almost inedible.
I love that you're a medium-heat kind of guy. I feel like I'm a medium-heat kind of guy.
Yeah, moderate.
Generally.
Yeah, gentle.
Yeah, gentle. I'm a gentle guy. But for fish, so, okay, you know, obviously, like, fear number one with grilling fish is sticking.
Yes.
And so I was always trained, well, if the grill is super hot and you oil the grates, then that's what prevents the sticking.
I would say that's part one. I definitely think you need to get your grill pretty hot. And then from there, make sure it's very clean as well. It's easiest to clean the grill when it's hot. So okay. I don't know if people are aware of that. So once you clean the grill and it's hot, then you want to slick it with the oil. But as soon as you slick it with the oil, that's when you want to put your seafood on immediately. You just created a non-stick surface. Mm. But what I do is I not only oil the grate, I oil the fish. So okay. It's kind of like a insurance policy, like double duty in that regard. I would rather go a little bit longer on medium heat than go medium high heat and get kind of the tail and the head, especially if you're doing whole fish, burned before you have the everything cooked through in the center. It's just safer that way.
And do you have any rules for, like, always skin on, sometimes skin off is okay?
I think you should always go skin on. One, because who doesn't like crispy skinned fish? That's like one of my favorite things on the planet, I think. But also, it's a barrier between the flesh and the grates.
Yeah. And do you cover the grill or no?
It depends. With whole fish, I usually don't cover it. It depends on the size. I'll just flip it once. I have a particular method of flipping that we could get to later. But when it comes to just like a skin-on fillet of salmon, I actually just leave it skin side on the grates the whole time, and I cover it. So I ensure that the skin gets crisp, the flesh is cooked through, and I just could pick it up without having to flip the fish at all.
Mm. Let's not wait about flipping.
Okay,
tell me about flipping.
So I think when you're dealing, it depends on the size of the fish. I really don't like to deal with too big of a fish when grilling because it's too heavy. It's too hard to pick up. Doesn't matter how strong you are. It just gets a little bit tricky. And what I do is I kind of lay the whole fish facing you. So you want to kind of go against the grates crosswise. And then I use two large metal spatulas. That's the tricky part. You really want to go with two large metal spatulas. And what I do is I kind of pick the fish up, starting from the tail and head, and scoot forward with the metal spatula, and then kind of roll it away from you. So it doesn't really, you're not actually lifting the fish up from the grates entirely. You're just kind of rolling it away rather than and flipping it that way.
Oh, okay. So like let the roundness of the fish help you out.
Exactly.
Right? You can roll it over rather than try to do the big, like, flip thing, which
never seems
ends
to
up
work.
Tearing it.
Yes.
Oh, right on.
It's a little bit technical, but once you get the kind of movement, which we kind of break it down in the story, it just ends up making a lot more sense.
Okay, if you're in a fish market, what would you look at and be like, let's grill that, let's not grill that?
I would go for a round fish. So that means basically where you are seen the, this is kind of a weird way to describe it, but I'm kind of a funny character, or a little odd one, where you can round fish as in you'll see the two eyes on either side.
Okay.
And I go with snapper, black bass. Those are kind of my, the two fish you'll find that are really easy to grill. I am not grilling flounder, for example. It's just too thin. It's, I feel like it, you're more likely to, there's too much risk involved, I feel.
Like just really delicate.
Too delicate. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And with fillets?
With fillets, I think salmon's a good one. You're never going to, rarely going to cook a whole salmon. They're just so big and hard to deal with. That's my favorite, especially because like I love salmon skin. You could do halibut, but I really just, I don't really care for halibut skin. Mm. I don't think anybody really does. And cod, it's really tricky to find it with the skin on. Salmon's my go-to, I think, for that, when you're doing fillets.
Yeah, especially in the summer. You have, like, all the beautiful king salmon, sockeye salmon coming from Alaska.
Love sockeye salmon.
It's my favorite. Okay, there's one more question I have to ask you, because Sally, my producer, was like, ask him this. I've been dying to know this.
Does it have to do with seafood? here we go.
About squid. And I actually feel her on this. I love beautiful, like good charred grilled squid. But I've never gotten a good color on squid without overcooking it.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that many, many times. I did try to solve that problem. And it's something that I picked up really when I was working in restaurants is I place a wire rack, kind of like a resting rack you would use. I put that directly on the grill. And the grates, or the wire rack is a lot more finer than the grates of a grill.
Okay.
And so I use that to grill the squid. So I don't grill the squid directly on the grates, gas or charcoal. I do it on a wire rack. What I do is I don't oil the rack, but I do toss the squid with a little bit of oil. And my trick, always a little bit of garlic, because even when you're dealing with good squid, I just kind of want a little bit of like scent of garlic with it, just cooked. And then I go roaring high heat. I mean, this is not the time for medium heat or medium high. I put the wire rack on the grill and I let it go preheat on high heat for at least 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
I want it to be very, very hot.
White hot.
Yeah. So you're definitely going to get color. And it's also one of those things where you don't need to be so delicate with it. Like, you can move the tentacles around. You can move the bodies around. I also keep the bodies intact. I don't cut the bodies up. Mm-hmm. So the kind of tubular-shaped bodies, if people are not aware. And then the tentacles, I just I don't cut them. I leave them whole. And I just kind of flip them around, and then I wait till the bodies get a little bit of color and tentacles get a little bit kind of lacy and crisp at the ends.
Mm-hmm.
And you're good to go.
Delicious. I can't wait. I can't wait for my beach house.
I know.
Well, thanks so much for coming in, Andy.
Thank you so much.
Andy Barigani is a senior food editor at Bon Appetit, and you can read his feature on grilling seafood in the June-July 2019 issue. And you can go to splendidtable.org for some of his recipes. Garlicky grilled squid with marinated peppers, and crispy skinned salmon with whole lemon sauce.